There's one more I'm going to harp on about just very quickly, and then you can take over with your reviews, because you've got some really cool ones. But this one is called Silent Hill, The Short Message.
Maybe I can be like her. Dream?
Now, Silent Hill is a horror game which a lot of people would have played back in the day.
It's really scary.
Right, and this game is actually... The original is extremely scary. But this game, it's like a huge demo. So it's about 2 hours long. It's got a lot of tough subject material, shall we say. The characters having a bit of a breakdown and texting people who don't exist and stuff like that. Beautiful graphics. There's a moment where you walk into a room, a bit like Alan Wake, actually, or like Control. Remember Control that we played?
That was
lots
great
of
game.
Notes on the wall that say, we hate you, we think you're ugly, we think you're rubbish. And the whole wall is papered with post-it notes. And the graphics in that section are just unbelievable. It's dubbed into English, so that's okay. The lips don't match the voices on the cutscenes. I don't mind it because that's fair enough. You can't necessarily expect them to remake all of that. There's a chase sequence which would have scared the life out of you. There's this evil thing.
Is that what I heard the other day when do you scream?
That was me screaming like a little person. I was running away from this monster. And then it's all, because it's a demo, you can't be too critical. And because it's free, it's a
free.
Lot of fun for 2 hours.
That's cool. Yeah.
And I think it achieves its purpose, which is to make you want to play the next Silent Hill game, which is coming out at some point.
So this is a teaser.
It's a teaser, but it's a full story within itself.
Do many games do this?
Not to this extent. But no, it was really good, and it does the job of getting you excited about the next game.
I know why they do it, game developers, because it's a great tease, as you say, to buy the next game. But isn't it a costly way of doing it?
It's a gamble,
you know, for free.
To make
it's a lot of time and effort.
I suppose the way they've saved money is it's mostly, apart from one bit, it's all set indoors. So you've only got to create, and you do a lot of repeating around the same area. But with horror games, oh my God, there's a bit that really scared the life out of me. I walked into a room and there was a doll sitting on a shelf.
I hate dolls.
And I hate dolls. And so far in the game, quite early on, not really a lot has happened. It's just dark. And this doll's head just fell off. And I absolutely... what can I say on a podcast? Things left my body. And then, when I went in the room, because you come around back there...
It's back on.
The head was back on. Oh, my God. I was dying. I almost had to stop.
No. Sounds good, though. What would you give it out of 10?
It's like 8 out of 10.
For a free game.
You
That's
know.
Awesome.
Give it a shot. I think it's well worth it.
Oh, what's it available on?
Just PlayStation.
Okay.
But, like I say... It's free.